Thank you, Madam President. I had no intent to take the floor again, but I feel obliged to respond once again. And I think I don't have to mention again that it's evident who is a threat to the region and the global security and the non-proliferation regime. It was confirmed time and time again in and outside CD and the UN, United Nations. I just want to reiterate once again that the ROK-US combined defense and deterrence posture is just a routine and defensive in nature, and it's announced in advance. Such measures are a duty of responsible government at the least, especially in the face of such a great imminent nuclear and missile threats from North Korea. I also want to emphasize that the DPRK, contrary to its argument, the DPRK has been developing its unlawful nuclear and missile program over the past 30 years, regardless of whether ROK-US joint military exercise take place or not. They continued to do so irrespective of our policy or our position on the military exercises. Even when the past denuclearization dialogues were ongoing, the DPRK blatantly continued to produce fissile materials and harnessed its nuclear and missile technologies. To illustrate, North Korea itself boasted about having developed underwater nuclear attack drones since 2012, and also having undergone more than 50 shakedowns for the past 2 years. In any case, it would be preposterous for the DPRK to shift the blame on others and boldly boasting that it has never and will ever recognize the decisions of the Security Council. We make it clear once again that any and all responsibilities lie with none other than the DPRK itself that continues on with reckless provocations and nuclear blackmails. I thank you, Madam President.